This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. It is Monday as we record this. I'm Brad Brown, and what an epic weekend it was. I'm chuckling because I've been reading race reports from Ironman Western Australia in Busselton. That took place yesterday, and if you haven't heard, the swim was cancelled because of sharks. It's especially when you're dressed like a seal. Probably not the best place to be swimming. Kind of like home, if I have to be honest, here in Cape Town. You won't catch me swimming in the ocean here. Not a chance. But to everyone who raced in Busso this weekend, congratulations. I hope all your sort of aims and ambitions came to fruition. I saw some incredible results despite the swim. So congratulations, or some disappointments as well. So I hope that it all sort of works out in the end. Also, this past weekend here in South Africa, in my neck of the woods, in Port Elizabeth, was the Ironman 5150 in Nelson Mandela Bay. Pretty much the same area, or the same course, that the Ironman South Africa and the Ironman 70.3 World Championships are going to be held next year. So, congratulations to everybody who took part in that. If you race this weekend anywhere in the world, congratulations. And, if you were training, I hope you got a couple of blocks in. I said I was going to get a couple of big training blocks. Unfortunately, didn't quite go according to plan. It was just one of those weekends, but back at it. I'm just about to head out for a run as I finish up these recordings. So, I am back to the grindstone, as they say. A massive thank you to our sponsor of this edition of the Kona Edge. It is brought to you by Health IQ. And according to a study by Lee et al. That was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology back in 2014, runners have a 30% lower risk of all-cause mortality, and get this, a 45% lower risk of death from heart disease. So why, as an athlete yourself, shouldn't you get rewarded for that? Well, you know what it's like with life insurance. Historically, you get penalized by health insurance companies for your family history, for your BMI and other attributes, but you don't get rewarded for the health conscious choices that you make. The good news is now you can get rewarded. Health IQ have special rates for athletes just like you, and you can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their cycling IQ or running IQ. And it's pretty cool because you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data like your Strava or race results. You can hook up RunKeeper as well as other app data. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose. What I would suggest is head over there right now. That's healthiq.com/Kona. You can get yourself an obligation-free quote and let's see how much they can save you. Alternatively, what you can do is simply text the word Health IQ. That's all one word. Health IQ to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back. Alternatively, you can just click in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge or on your favorite podcast player. The link is there. That's healthiq.com/Kona. Coming up on today's show, I head back to New Zealand, so we talk some running today. Rob Dalymore joins us, and we find out about some of the things that he's done to improve his run over time. Let's chat some running. We head back to New Zealand to catch up with Rob Dalymore. Rob, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Rob, I'm interested to dig into your run because it's something that we've not spoken about here on the podcast, if my memory serves me correctly. You mentioned you've got a Stride power meter. Tell me a little bit about it. I know a lot of people are looking into it. Your experience with it, why are you using it, and what's the benefit?
Oh, it's fantastic. I'm interested in this stuff anyway. I've a background in sport as a sports podiatrist, so I've always been interested in running economy and efficiency. And when they first came out with the heart rate strap one, I got it straight away, loved it. And then when they brought out the foot pod one, it had the extra metrics with it, form power and leg stiffness and contact time. I thought, oh, this is fantastic. So it's really been a huge asset for me, I believe. So the past 2 years, I've just been collecting information. I've just been using it and seeing how it works in certain workouts and races. What my certain outputs are for various intensities. And over the last few races, I've actually started using it as a pacing tool. So when I qualified for Kona and Ironman Cairns, I was using it. However, I didn't have my watch set up properly, so I couldn't actually read my power on the day. But in hindsight, looking at the data, it was actually really useful to see that I started out the run far too fast, and I finished the run at a power output that it was a lot less than what I should have been able to. So I basically pushed myself too hard for the first 10K and didn't push myself hard enough for the last 10K. So it was a real fatigue pattern. So then I thought, well, I need to figure that out. So when I went to the Long Course Worlds in Canada, I gave myself a target power to stick to. And so on my watch, I was able to view pace, power, and cadence. And I really stuck to the power output of 270 watts. And I ran a really, really nicely even splitted run. Even though at the end of it, I was pushing hard. I didn't have anything left in the tank. I was still holding 270 watts though. And I thought, oh, this is really interesting. This is actually a really, really useful tool. So by the time I got to Kona, I decided that I was just going to be able to view power and cadence and heart rate and elapsed time and not have pace visible at all, because I didn't want pace to influence how fast or how hard I was running, especially in the first part of that run. I had it splitting every K, so I would be able to tell every kilometer how fast I was going, which was good. But in between those times, all I could see was my power output, and I had a view of running between 250 and 260 watts for the first 30K. And then from then, I was just going to run it as hard as I could back home. And I ran really, really well. It was really, really good. Towards the end of it, I had to start walking some of the aid stations because it was getting so hot. So, I was able to run 270 watts to 280 watts between the aid stations. And then whatever I'm doing, I'm walking, but back up to 270, 280 and then back to a walk. But it ended up having a run where, I ran pretty evenly, for the whole run, even though, I think I ran a 3 minute positive split. But the second half, I started walking most of the aid stations. So that's where I sort of lost that time, I think. It's been a huge asset.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. From a device perspective, for somebody who hasn't checked it out, is it a separate device? Does it integrate with GPS watch? What's the deal?
Yeah, so it'll work with most Garmin GPS watches and the Polar V800, which is what I use it to, which is their Polar multi-sport watch. And I think it works with some of the Suunto devices as well. And it's just a foot pod that's clipped on your shoe, so it doesn't weigh much. And it also has an offline recording mode, so you don't even need it to record to a watch. You can wear it on your shoe, and when you get back from your run, you can upload it to your phone that way, and it just uploads the data. So it's a hugely useful tool.
For someone, obviously, like you say, you've got a background in podiatry, you understand the sort of mechanisms and that sort of thing. For someone who doesn't have that sort of background, is it worth getting? Is it user-friendly enough that anyone can figure it out?
Yeah, their website's pretty good, actually. It's got a lot of stuff within it, which sort of guides a user about how to optimize its application. But even just talking to other people who have used it in the past, I think you can pick up a lot. And a lot of their forums on Facebook and that have some pretty knowledgeable people around it. So as a coach, I'm starting to get my athletes to start using it more. Now that I've had it for a couple of years, I've got a bit more confidence in how to prescribe run sessions around it. But if someone was to get it, I think it would probably take them 6 to 9 months of just collecting data before they can start really understanding what sort of power they're doing in certain runs. And setting a plan to that. It's not the sort of thing you could put on straight away and start running with and stick to a plan immediately, like a bicycle power meter. Mm. Not as much is known about these as cycle power meters. I went to the talk that Jim Vance gave at the Stride morning tea in Kona, and he was basically saying the same thing. You know, he wrote the book about it, but there's still so much that he's learning that a lot of what he's written in the book has been superseded now because they're just finding out more and more stuff. So it's such new technology, but I really think it's something that's going to be a great asset in years to come.
But it was pretty much the same with the bike power meters when they first came in as well, that there was was something new, and the sort of lay athlete really, it looked cool, and yes, it gave you a couple of numbers that you could try and improve, but until you fully understand it, you don't really comprehend exactly the power, excuse the pun, the power of what it can do for your performance.
Quite right. It's a fantastic tool. And I mean, if anyone wanted to talk to me about it, then I'm certainly able to give them my advice further to that subject.
Brilliant. Yeah, I'll put some links in the show notes as well if you'd like to check those out. Rob, then as far as workouts go, what do you love doing?
I really don't like running hill repeats. I get sick of running up and down the same hill. So I try and avoid those, but I do run hilly runs. So I'll try and find the hilliest run that I can with the same amount of hills in it. I do enjoy a set that myself and a few of my training mates do quite often, which is an 800 hard 200 float. So you generally try to run the 1K accumulated time faster than you'd run your marathon pace at. So, or your Ironman pace at. So, if we're wanting to run a low 3 hour marathon, then, you're running about 4:15 to 4:20 per K. So you try and hit your 800 meter time hard with your 200 meter float so that you come through the 1K at that 4:15 to 4:20 mark. And then we try and repeat, up to 14, 15, 16 of those in a run. So it's about an hour and a half run. It's a pretty hard run, but you end up, with a decent amount of, speed work and really, really easy intervals. And it's a great run to do. Something that we do, we come into Ironman. It's sort of a good way to reaffirm, race pace and how fit you're feeling.
Sounds brilliant. Well, Rob, thanks for your time today here on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting a little bit about your nutrition next time out. Thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad.
Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub 3 hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to theconaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website. Okay, that's theconaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's theconaedge.com/coaching. And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. Thank you so much for listening. Before I go, another iTunes review. They keep coming. If you haven't left us one, please consider doing it. It just really helps us grow this podcast. And this one came in from the United Kingdom, from SMA551. It says, amazing. 5 stars. SMA551, thank you so much. It says, I've been listening to Brad's podcast for around a year now, and they are amazing. The content is spot on and totally relevant to us age groupers. Keep up the great work, big man. Amazing. Thank you so much. If you're from South Africa, we used to have a TV ad where they used to talk about amazing. So it's the same words, just different dialect, I guess. SMA551, thank you so much for your kind words. And before I do head out, a massive thank you to our sponsor for this episode of the Kona Edge. It was brought to you by Health IQ. You've got absolutely nothing to lose, okay? Go check them out. They've an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. The URL to go to is healthiq.com/Kona. And in doing so, you'll not only support the show, but you can also save yourself some moolah at the end of the day. So that URL once again is healthiq.com/Kona. Go check it out. Give me some feedback. I'd love to know your results. Go check them out. That's healthiq.com/Kona. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.